Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, and this is going to get really serious really fast here, friends. We want you to picture, again, if you're just picking up with us, the idea of the afikomen. Afikomen, ancient Greek word, means something like that which is coming at the end or that which is yet to come. The rabbis will say it means dessert only because it means comes at the end of the meal.
It comes at the end of the meal, but it's certainly not dessert in Greek.
Yeah, it means that which is coming or that which is yet to come. And so this afikomen, a white linen napkin or cloth, this is traditional. Orthodox rabbis do this, wrapping up the middle piece of the unity, which is a piece of matzah that's modern day is striped, but even in ancient days was pierced, symbol of sinlessness, unleavened bread. It was wrapped in a white cloth. It was set aside. Modern days, we ransom it back for a price for the child who finds it. Ransom. Jesus said, I've come to give my life as a ransom for many. Ransoms it back. And we believe it was after supper that Yeshua took bread, verse 19 of Luke 22, and he took bread.
And he gave thanks, and he broke it.
Now, we believe he prayed the very prayer that we pray every time we eat at a Jewish meal, let alone before we eat the matzah at a Passover Seder.
Yeah, it's Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Beit Lechem. House of bread.
And he said of himself, I am
the bread of life.
And then he took the unleavened bread.
Sinless bread.
Symbol of sinlessness that was pierced, held it up and said, this is my body. Ted, we agree that this was a passionate moment at the Passover Seder and that Yeshua, Jesus, as a Mediterranean Jew, was a man of passion to start with. Let's remember that in a few hours, he'd be sweating blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. This was a man of passion, friends. And when he said, this is my body, I guarantee you, he didn't just say, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Yeah, this was the first time. Listen, and we may do this at our communion, quote, service all the time, but this was the first time that his disciples had ever heard these words uttered.
Right.
This was a showstopper because for all the years of their life, this was just broken and people passed around the matzah. Big deal.
Just a piece of matzah.
I mean, it was nice to remember coming out of Egypt, but Jesus stops everything and says, basically, you think of this as bread when you ate, as our forefathers ate on their way out of Egypt, but I want you to think of this from now on as my body.
And so I believe, friends, we believe that when he held up that bread, he said, in Aramaic or Hebrew, he said, this is my body.
Whoa.
And as if to say, don't you forget what I'm about to do for you. Do you think he had passion? He's talking about his death. Don't you forget, I'm going to be pierced for you. I'm going to die for you. Can you imagine the passion, he said?
I'm going to be buried. But his blessing, Jeff, before he took it, he said, bless God who brings forth the bread from the earth.
Hallelujah.
I'm the bread of life. God is going to bring me forth. Don't get too upset when you see me go, because I'm going to be brought back by God Almighty to come with you, to be amongst you, to heal you, to strengthen you, to encourage you. And where I go, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Holding up the pierced, unleavened symbol of sinlessness of the matzah of ancient days, he said, this is my body.
Mm.
This is it. Look, guys, look at here. I can see his finger pointing. See this? This is me. This is me. This is what it's all about. I'm going to die for you. Again, powerfully passionate moment. Listen, Ted, when we go to a traditional Passover Seder, it's no big deal. They hold it up and they say, this is the matzah, the bread of affliction, and blah, 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 blah. And it's yappity, yappity, yap.
But you jump into it and off you go.
And that's it, yeah. But friends, God wants Jewish people to see Jesus in their Seder. Hallelujah.
You can help, friends. If you're witnessing to a Jewish person, we want to pray with you. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Meshichenu.
May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Of the God of Jacob.